Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joint. Welcome or welcome back to the Chelsea's Joint podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea. This is episode 28. Hell yeah, team. Hell freaking yeah. We're doing it till episode 100. And if we have zero ads by that point. Okay, hold on. The ads thing is probably my fault. I should be pitching my podcast more to companies. If you're a company and you're watching this and you want ads, I'm your girl. Holler. If you follow me on the Instagram, which you probably do if you are a Chelsea's Jointer, you probably follow me on the IG because that's where most of my peeps are. Remember episodes 1 to 15, I hated Instagram. And then now that's how I make money. How it works is brands will find me because I have like a following. I have like 60,000 followers on Instagram. That's nothing compared to others. But brands will find me. They'll be like, we want to work with you. And then I charge them for me to run an ad on my Instagram. The podcasts don't have the numbers yet. And that's why you gotta like, baby. You gotta comment, baby. You gotta do all the things. That's how we're gonna grow. So please comment. Our girl Alicia on the YouTube is commenting. It's so funny. In the last episode, someone was like, fine, I'll comment. It's like, you guys don't have to comment anything like groundbreaking. You guys can just comment a heart. You guys can just comment nice episode. You guys can comment, I'm a Chelsea's Jointer. You guys can comment your strain of the day. You guys can comment what you love and what you hate. You guys don't have to come up. I think people get nervous to comment something. And I'm just like, you guys, it's the internet. Come on, let's engage, say something. Write something in the Spotify box. Also, please rate 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It helps. It's how people find me. You know, if they see 1,000 people rate a podcast 5 stars, they're like, what the heck? This must be a good podcast. 1,000 people say it's a 5-star podcast. That's my goal. On Spotify and Apple Podcasts, my goal is to have at least 1,000 people giving it like 5 stars or 4 stars, but give it 5 stars. What did we talk about in episode 27? Unsure. What the heck? Oh, I was drunk. Well, okay. I had the final bits of the Jalisco Agave Moon. I guess we're going into strain of the day. Strain of the day. Listen to this, audio listeners. This is the last of my Jalisco Agave Moon. And I did an ad with them on Instagram because, I mean, I freaking love it. And I hope they send me a bottle every month. I mean, I went through a bottle in a week. It's just kind of cool to have other alternatives than puffing because my allergies have been bad. But guess what, you guys? I'm on my period, so I also puffed. I puffed and I'm drinking. I'm doing the thing. If you're a video watcher on Spotify or YouTube, the drink kind of matches my tie-dye blue shirt, which is pretty sick. So this is Jalisco Agave from Moon, club soda, and the blue, a blue Gatorade, zero sugar Gatorade. And it's the best color, the blue one, the dark blue one. I think it's called... I don't know. What is the dark blue one called? Hundreds of you are screaming at me saying what the dark blue one is. Anyway, everyone knows it's the best one. So I'm getting kind of buzzed. You know, not the booze buzzed, the other kind of buzz. Plus I'm getting hydrated. Audio listeners. All right. And then I puffed a bit of Blue Dream. Blue theme today. Blue, blue, blue. So that's strain of the day. What's your strain of the day? Let me know. And if you guys are audio listeners, you guys are like, oh, how do I engage with the podcast, Chelsea? How do I engage with the podcast? Share that you're listening to it on your social media. Push that little share button. Take a little screen grab. Tag me at Chelsea's Joint. You guys know how to use social media. I don't need to tell you. Remember, oh, yes. Episode 27 was your guys' dream blunt rotations. That was super fun. And with those people who wrote in, keep writing into the podcast. The link will be in the description if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and in the description on YouTube. It's in the description. It's also on my link tree. Anyone can write into the podcast at any time. What I'm going to go through is things that y'all need advice on. Oh, let's do a Chelsea's Joiner of the Week. Chelsea, where I'm at my desk, you guys, so I can do things. I can just look up people and do the damn thing. So Chelsea's Joiner of the Week, I'm going to give it to her because she was like, fine, I'll comment on the YouTube. Let's go find her because it made me laugh. Okay, it's on YouTube. Her name is, I'm assuming it's a her. Sorry, I keep assuming gender. But it's at Cookie Monster. And also, your name's Cookie Monster. So whoever is at Cookie Monster with a bunch of C's and a bunch of R's, and who commented on episode 27 on the YouTubes, you're the Chelsea's Joiner of the Week because you said, hey, look, I'm commenting. I'm coming for you, Alicia. And you know what? I loved that so much because you really brought it back to the joke. It was a joke that I was nominating Alicia for Chelsea's Joiner of the Week, like the eighth week in a row, because she was the only one commenting on the YouTubes. And then Cookie Monster comes in and she's like, hey, bitch, I'm commenting. You better make me Chelsea's Joiner of the Week. So I did. And that's all you guys got to do to become Chelsea's Joiner of the Week. That's all you got to do. Just engage. And I pick at random. Congrats at Cookie Monster on YouTube with a bunch of C's and a bunch of R's. What do I love this week? So you know how I was like, oh my God, I'm on my period. I do actually love being on my period in a sense where I'm like, I can eat all the crap I want and I can just blame it on my period. Not blame it on my period, but I'm just like, well, I'm on my period. So that's why I'm eating 4 pizzas, 10 tacos, and 13 Slurpees. Because I posted a video on Monday of what I ate. It was like pizza, chips, ice cream, and cookies. Like that is like my ideal thing to eat when I'm on my period, because I'm like, carbs, sugar, processed food, yummy, num num. Just like how I eat. So I guess I just love, I don't love being on my period, but I do love indulging in those cravings because I used to feel really guilty about it, really, really guilty for years. I was ashamed of it. I thought I was disgusting. I would have those nights where I would indulge, get pizza, get ice cream, blah, blah, blah. This is so dark, but I would like squeeze my like hips and my stomach. And this is like trigger warning, but sometimes I would like make myself puke. I know. You guys are like, Chelsea, what the hell? And you know what? I'm admitting this because I'm sure so many other women have done this where you eat a lot of shit and then you're like, I'll just throw it up. This is so dark. You guys are like, Chelsea, you need to go to a therapist. It is what it is. And I'm healed and I don't do that anymore. And it's, if you do it, hey, it is, I'll do an episode. One day I'll do an episode about eating things and body image. I mean, I'll probably do so many episodes. And I know I promise you guys so many episodes, but doing these takes a lot of energy out of me. A lot of time, hours of filming, editing, just a lot. This podcast really is, I guess, in a way, my therapy session every week. I'm talking into the void. I was talking into the void for a long time, and now I think I'm reaching people. And hey, that's pretty fucking cool. So that's what I love, just indulging, eating and not feeling guilty. That's what I love this week, eating and not feeling guilty. Eating and being like, yum, I'm full. That was great, delicious, obsessed. Okay, what else do I love? Oh, wait, no. No, what else do I love? It's just what I love. No, because that's not life. You got to take the good with the bad. So what do I hate this week? Allergies. Holy mother of goodness. The tree pollen in Washington State. Hey, I'm happy that the sun's coming out. It's getting warmer. Now all those dead trees are coming back to life, which I love. But then the pollen is just hitting me in the eyes and the nose and the throat. So if you have allergies, I'm with you, sister. Allergy season is amongst us. Another reason why I've been on the drinks lately, I've cut my puffing to about half because, you know, I don't want to irritate the throat, the nose. So I highly suggest getting into like infused drinks or edibles. And I get so many comments when I do anything with the plant and it's like ingesting, people being like, oh my God, edibles don't work for me. I can eat like 5,000 million milligrams of blah, 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 and they don't work for me. Well, bitch, I don't know what to tell you. I win, you lose. Like, I don't know what to say. I'm not a scientist. People digest things differently. Just don't. I'm sorry, I'm God's favorite and that edibles work for me, okay? So anyway, that's what I hate, allergies. This advice episode might go into episode 29 even. Like, I don't know, because there's a lot of people who need help out there. I think, you know, if I don't have therapy, then I know you guys probably don't have therapy. That's not good. I'm not setting a good example, but you guys just got to keep liking, keep commenting, keep clicking, because at some point I'll be able to afford, hopefully, therapy out of pocket. Since I work for myself, I need to pay for fucking everything out of pocket. Yay, being self-employed. Yay, America's healthcare system where it's like everything's $1 million and you're like, okay, what the fuck? America's healthcare system, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what's going on. Okay, but I have a content creator friend. She lives in Canada. We met via FaceTime call the other day. Really smart, great girl. Cannabinista, I'll just say it. But she lives in Canada. Very educational cannabis content. She's awesome. She does a lot of infused drinks. She's the infused queen. She'll puff now and then, but she doesn't much. And I respect her for that. She said, okay, so she's in Canada. I was talking to her about the one crappy thing about working for yourself is like, my insurance is like, I have to do like private insurance or, you know, pay everything out of pocket. All I know is like Canada healthcare is free. And she was like, well, it takes so long to get an appointment. So basically in order for her to get, I hope this is okay that I'm saying this. This is the same for Tom in England. Even though the NHS is like free healthcare in England, Tom says appointments take so long. And if it is an emergency, that you'll probably be at the hospital for like days or hours and the wait time is crazy. I don't know. Basically, I think healthcare everywhere probably fucking sucks ass, it sounds like. So what's going on? Who's in charge? What's going on? So all of us need help, right? So you girls wrote in with some stuff. And I'm not a professional. I'm not a shrink. I'm just a girl who puts videos on the internet. And some people listen and some people watch. And it's fun, okay? At least I think. So I'm going to go through some of these things. Let's see what you got. So this is from Cecilia. Hello, Cecilia. She said, how to break up with someone you've been with for a while, 5+ years, when you still love them. Ooh, girl, I wish you put more context. Because it's like, okay, I'm assuming this is you. I'm assuming you're asking this for yourself. You're with this person for 5 years, you still love them. Why do you want to break up with them? Like, I want to know more. And a lot of you girls wrote like a lot more, right? More. Give me the details. Give me the tea. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if someone, your partner cheated on you. I don't know if it's just like done. Go listen to my episode number. I would go listen to episode number 23, breakups to glow up, in parentheses, getting cheated on, dating Q&A. Go listen to that. I was in a toxic relationship for 4 years, 4-ish years. Maybe I'll do a whole episode dedicated to this because that relationship was my like first relationship. I technically had like my first relationship in eighth grade. And it was like a really intense relationship for how young I was. I was like, what the heck? But this was like my high school sweetheart or whatever. And he cheated on me. And after that, we just like, he hurt me and I would hurt him. And then I lived with him. And then it was really bad. It got to the point where him and I hated each other, where we couldn't even stand to look at each other because we hurt each other so much. You are saying you still love this person. So I'm like, okay, what's going on? I just need more context, Cecilia. Please write in again with the more context. Like, why do you want to break up with this person? Are you just over it? Is it you're not attracted to them? Like, I need to know why. But go listen to that episode. You know, go listen and watch if you haven't. Episode 23, Breakup to Glow Up, because if you need to get out of this relationship, but you still love this person, if you know you're not supposed to be with this person, it's not fair to you or to the person that you're still with them. When I look back to my high school relationship, I always think like him and I should not have been together past him cheating on me. Like we should have broken up then. And then we just prolonged it for years because we were sick. We were just like, let's make each other so miserable. Let's make each other hate each other so much and hurt each other. It was just so weird. And then after that, I learned to never do that to anyone ever again because, ew, that is just the worst kind of thing to do. Like, why? I don't know. How to break up with them? Definitely do it in person. I think a breakup, especially 5+ years, you have to do that in person. You have to break up with them in person. You can totally write in again, and I would love to know more. Why do you want to break up with this person? Do it in person. Do it quick. The quicker you do it, the quicker you'll be able to get over it. Because now you're just in this weird limbo where you're in a relationship and you don't even want to be in the relationship. And I think you might be loving that person because it's comfortable. Maybe that's not love. Maybe it's just comfortability. And that relationship where I was like, shouldn't have been in it, but we were together for years. It was like, I couldn't imagine my life without him because I was living with him. So I was like, if I'm not living with him, where am I going to live? So that is shitty when you rely so heavily on your partner. And that is why, girls, it is so important to have your own finances and just to try to be as independent as possible without your partner. Obviously, when you're married, you're doing things as a team, but even still, Tom makes his own money. I make my own money. We are both contributing to our lives. I know there's a lot of girls that I see on TikTok who are like, I just want to be married to a guy and never work. And like, I just want someone to take care of me. I would fucking hate that. I know you guys are probably like, okay, Chelsea, I've always worked and always made my own money. And even though that can be hard, it also makes me so comforted knowing if anything were to happen and if I was a single person, I could take care of myself. I don't know where I'm going with this. And I hope that hits home and I hope that kind of helps Cecilia. Please write in again with more details if you want, okay? Link, you know where the link is, in the description, in my link tree. This next person does not want me to share their name. I will not respect it. So we're going to keep it anonymous. This person said, can you talk about how to split checks when going out to eat with a group of people who you may not know? Don't want to bother them with your dietary restrictions. I recently went to a friend's birthday dinner, paid $300 to watch other people drink their faces off. I don't drink. And order all meat. I don't eat meat. When the bill came, I felt so awkward to make it known I didn't eat any of the stuff. She said, I'm a pussy. I'm sure a lot of people would do that. But it was also my friend's birthday, so I didn't want to make it a big deal. Oh, how would you deal with this situation? $300 and you didn't drink any booze and you didn't eat any of the meat, which is why I'm assuming that bill was so expensive. If everyone is paying $300, how much was that freaking bill? Okay, this is a hot take, but I hate going out to eat with people. I'll do it, and it's such like a normalized thing in society, but I think going out to eat with people and like splitting a bill and like all that stuff, I thought I really liked that, but I honestly don't. This is the shit that happens. People are getting drunk, especially if you're going out and drinking. People are getting drunk. Everyone's saying, oh, just put it on one tab, and then I'll Venmo you. I 1000% am a person who Venmos someone at the table right then and there if I owe them money all the time. I am actually so paranoid. I'm such a Virgo. Like that is such Virgo stuff of like just being on top of it, I guess. There's other people who don't care and like don't remember. Okay, but the dietary thing, I totally get this. I've been vegan since like 2017, 2016. When I'm going out to eat, I order my own stuff. If everyone's splitting stuff, I have like said at dinners and stuff, I didn't eat any of that. I didn't have any of that. So I'm not paying for it. I have said that. And I know that might seem rude, but isn't that so much better? Like telling everyone what you're not going to pay for. And I know that was like your friend's birthday, but it's like, I'd rather have people be like, oh God, she was kind of a bitch saying she wouldn't pay for that. But then I'm sure someone else would be like, well, she didn't drink. She doesn't drink alcohol and she doesn't eat meat. So why would she pay for it? It's like, if you stood up for yourself in that situation, you obviously would have been in the right. There would be no one saying that you were in the wrong because you didn't drink alcohol and you didn't eat any meat. You barely partook in the bill at all. $300, girl? in this economy, that's like 3 weeks worth of groceries. And I know it's done and it's dusted and you don't want to, there's nothing we can do about it now. In the future, say something. I've just learned that the more I'm honest with people and the more that I'm upfront with people, the more that I realize people don't get mad. 9 times out of 10, people won't get mad at you. They'll understand. Because what you're thinking is, oh, everyone's going to be mad at me. That's not the truth. That's what you think's going to happen because you're thinking the worst in that situation. You think everyone's going to be mad at me. In that situation, I can tell you, no one would have been mad. Everyone would have been on your side. And if someone wasn't on your side, then they're in the wrong because you objectively didn't eat any alcohol. You didn't partake in the bill. So next time you have to say something and you need to change that mindset of everyone's going to be annoyed and everyone's going to be mad. And you need to put yourself first. I think a lot of these things you girls are writing in is you putting others before yourself. Your life is too short. Put yourself first. And I know people might be like, that's so selfish. Whatever. I'd rather be selfish and happy and honest and upfront with people than just in my head all the time wishing and wondering. Do you know what I mean? So I hope that makes sense. And if you are someone who doesn't Venmo people right away, who doesn't pay people back right away, you are my least favorite kind of person. Sorry. And if you know that, if you're you're a person who's like, oh, I'll Venmo you, and then you know you probably owe like 20 people 50 bucks, look inward. I don't hang out with this kind of people. Next person, Monica. She said she needs advice on weed and managing restrictions and censorship. Your best tips on how to not have your content taken down. Oh, okay. I'm assuming you're a weed content creator. This is a great question. I mean, if people are in this like niche or want to start content creation with the plant, I would start doing that, like making up, sometimes I'll say weed, specifically here on my podcast, YouTube and Spotify and stuff, like they can't really censor me here. My mushroom podcast, I don't even know what episode that was. It's taken down from YouTube, but I found out it was because I had a link in the description for a discount for shrooms. So my shrooms episode got taken down, you guys, from YouTube. It's on Spotify and on Apple Podcast. But I thought that was interesting. I was like, all right, that got taken down, but it's because I had like a discount. Anyway, making up nicknames for stuff is really good. Like on my short form, Instagram and TikTok. TikTok is the worst at taking stuff down. I can't put anything up. So I would stick to weed content on Instagram and YouTube. On Instagram, just making up silly names. So like, I feel like people say gardening now, but I don't want to steal that from that girl who made it popular. So I say going into outer space, because also I find that like the plant really does bring me to like another world in a way, like a better world, kind of takes me off planet Earth, which is how I just say go into outer space. I refer to it as the plant, or you can say like, I say like, good, I say puffing and passing. Like you can just, people know what you're talking about. I'll show me maybe like blowing smoke into the camera. I don't show me like hitting like bongs and stuff. You totally can. I've seen content creators do it all the time. There's huge content creators that do. What is her name? I feel like Koala Puffs. She is like 500,000 on Instagram. She's freaking ripping them. So if that's your style, you can. I don't do that because I don't need to. You guys know what I'm doing. I'm freaking blitzed. I'm a space cowboy. I'm a space captain. I'm in outer space. And I love it. I've never, knock on wood, had anything taken down from Instagram yet. So I'm sure it's bound to happen at some point. But yeah, just get creative. This next person is Cact. How to deal with anxiety outside of smoking. I don't even use the plant for anxiety. I'm going to be honest. I feel like I'm never really anxious anymore. I mean, if you guys want to go listen to episode, you guys can't watch it anymore. My shrooms episode, you guys can listen to it. So it's titled Microdosing Psilocybin Shroom and in parentheses, shrooms for 30 days. Oh, gosh, I published that freaking a year ago. So go check that out. I published that last year, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's taken down from YouTube. I had anxiety last year because I was unemployed. So it was like a money thing. And now that like I know that I can make money, hey, if I get my internet, if the internet went out tomorrow, I'd have anxiety again about making money. My number one thing is moving my body. You gotta move your bodies, dudes. So getting outdoors, that's why I'm outdoors all the time. It's not a bit. I love being outdoors. Moving my body, I love yoga, love going on hikes, I love walking. I do some sort of exercise at least every day. And if I'm not, I'm usually on my period. And that's my number one thing, is just get your body moving. Get your mind on something else besides your thoughts. And when you're exercising and when you're moving, I mean, I know that's very like a typical answer, but it's true for me. Making sure I'm like always fed. I feel like a lot of my anxiety and a lot of my like mood swings are when I don't properly fuel my body with like nutritious foods. And that's on the other side. Sometimes I feel like shit because I've had too much sugar and I feel like jittery and a bit anxious. And that's because I'm eating shitty, sugary processed foods. So I know this is such a typical answer, but getting outdoors, getting fresh air, moving your body, exercising, you know, you don't have to be doing like P90X or whatever, or is that even a thing anymore? You don't need to be a weightlifter. Just move your body, get outside, get some fresh air, really helps. So that's what I tell everyone, is just get outside. There's so many more. Oh, some of these are pretty heavy. This person emailed me. Some of you guys have emailed me, which is like totally fine, but I really would prefer you to write into the podcast link, please. That would be like very much preferred. So this person emailed me. I'm keeping it anonymous. I wanted to write into the show. I'm 28 and have a 2-year-old toddler. Making friends is hard. Moved to Washington to be closer to my husband's family. I ended up being a vessel to grow their grandson. They treated me horribly through my pregnancy, made everything about them. After 2 years of abuse with no change, we completely cut his family off. We ended up getting married, not inviting anyone, and got hate mail. What advice do you or other stories moms listening to the podcast have? How do you deal with the guilt even though it's the right thing? I feel confident in my decision when I write all the abuse out. Yikes. So what does she ask? What advice do I have? I mean, I'm so sorry that happened. And gosh, that sounds terrible. Yeah, like you said, you made the right choice. Get away from those people. The fact that you have your husband's support of cutting off his family and he's like, yeah, they're cuckoos. Like, let's get away from them. That's all you need. Having like a bigger family doesn't mean you're happier. I think that's amazing. You have your husband's support. You guys got married. You didn't invite anyone. Tom and I have no proof that we got married other than our certificate. No one was there. We didn't like FaceTime our families. I think people put so much weight on family, which is so important. But honestly, a lot of people who have disappointed me and hurt me in my life has been family. I don't know. Family is such a hard topic, but at least for me personally, you know, I've been hurt by family. A lot of my adolescent, teenage years, I didn't have a lot of family support. So I have a lot of resentment built up because of that. This is like your husband's family, which is technically your family. I mean, advice, I would just try your best to move on from that abuse. I know you'll never forget it, but as long as you have your husband's support and you obviously are a mom, focus on you guys. Don't dwell on the past. I know it's hard to forget and obviously work through that and heal through that. Like, don't keep bringing it up to your husband. I'm sure he's like, hey, like, I made the conscious decision to cut them off. Like, probably just like move on with your husband and your son and just build your own family. Like I said, just because it's just you and your son and your husband, that's your family now. It doesn't mean you guys need this huge family, you know? So I think you're doing great. I'm sorry you went through that. Thanks for the email. I'm going to cut that out there and I'll go through other submissions next week, or maybe I'll do something different next week. I'll just cut it off there. I know that's like, yikes. If you guys are going through that, I mean, definitely get help, please. And I know it's hard and I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry to all the women who are going through abuse from in-laws, from the park. It's a dark world. That's why I like to get stoned and just giggle. And I hope when you come to Chelsea's joint, you do the same. You get stoned, you giggle, we laugh, we try to help each other. Like I said, if you've written in, I'll get to it at some point in another episode. Comment down below, how'd you like this episode? What do you love? What do you hate? You know, do you also have spring allergies? Holy moly, they're kicking my ass. Rate the podcast 5 stars, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Write a review on Apple Podcasts. Follow on Instagram and TikTok at Chelsea's Joint. I will see you on the internet very soon. I love you. I mean it. Bye.